Time for the Daily Dose of Ag with Lori Boyer on the award-winning Your Ag Network.
The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee expects to mark up a farm bill in committee before the end of May and use a Biden administration move to boost SNAP spending to increase spending in other areas of the farm bill. Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson, a Republican from Pennsylvania, spoke to members of the North American Agricultural Journalists about his farm bill plans, while Democratic and Republican leaders of the Senate Agriculture Committee also talked about their efforts to reach a framework on a farm bill. Thompson said his goal is to create a robust farm safety net that fully funds other areas of the farm bill. Thompson said there would be no cuts from current Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program beneficiaries. Also, no funding from the Inflation Reduction Act or SNAP dollars will go to boost the farm safety net. Thompson said his bill will be popular with people in agriculture and constituents, so House Democrats, including House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member David Scott, a Democrat from Georgia, will have some choices to make. The Supreme Court has ruled that Texas rancher Richie DeVillier can continue to seek compensation from the state of Texas for flooding of his 900-acre ranch in southeast Texas, allegedly resulting from Interstate 10 construction. His attorneys argued before the Supreme Court that property owners can seek redress under the self-executing takings clause in the Constitution when property is taken without just compensation.
The folks at family-owned Sioux Steel Company have been serving American agriculture since 1918. Wrap your mind around that. Rita Hayworth was born. Time zones were established across the USA, and the planet rejoiced the end to World War I. Oh, and the Sioux Steel Company opened for business in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. To find your local hometown Sioux Steel dealer, visit SiouxSteel.com. Sioux Steel Company, serving American farmers and ranchers for over 100 years and proud to be made in America.